The chemical mercury is considered so dangerous to humans and the environment that more than 100 countries have agreed to try and end its use. But across the world, millions of miners are still exposed to the toxic metal, including in Zimbabwe, where a majority of miners depend on it to help them extract a much more precious metal. Nick Schifrin reports in collaboration with the Global Press Journal.
In Mutare in eastern Zimbabwe, it's a gold rush. Unregistered, illegal miners are busy at work, scouring the muck with only the tools God gave them, hinging their hopes on a silvery chemical. They use liquid mercury. They have no idea it's toxic. 42-year-old Edmaya Munjuma has been mining for 6 years.
When it comes to mercury, we are not aware of any dangers. The only thing I know is that mercury locates gold.
Sifas Kamazonde is 24.
When it comes to health issues, we really don't have a clue. Sometimes we put food in the same dishes that we put mercury in.
When I spoke to the miners on the ground, they indicated that they had no idea that the mercury that they were touching every day, the mercury that they were breathing every day, posed some dangers to their health.
Linda Majuru is an investigative journalist with the Global Press Journal. She's reported on mercury use in gold mining for more than 5 years. She says 500,000 unregistered miners hunt for gold in Zimbabwe, and most use mercury. With children swimming in the background, they sift through river rocks, hoping to pick up gold. They swirl the rocks around and add mercury, which clings to gold like metal to a magnet. The fire releases toxic vapors, but it also helps separate the mercury from the gold, the miner's ultimate prize, despite the price to their health.
What do they tell you when you tell them that it's dangerous?
Some of them were grateful for this information, but they indicated that since now they knew the dangers that was posed by mercury in the, you know, in the mining processes, they were not going to stop mining. The reason why is that they have no alternatives in terms of survival.
Like 37-year-old Clemence Tembo, he ended up with mercury in his blood.
I would wake up with a rash on my face, no taste in my mouth. Then I would have delayed speech and memory loss. So this kept worsening over time up until I became mute. The doctor told me that I was very lucky to be alive. Had it been someone else, they would have died.
But he refused his doctor's suggested treatment.
I then asked him of the best way to get rid of heavy metal inside my blood, and he said, stay away from mercury. This was hard for me to accept because this is my job.
Zimbabwe ratified a UN convention that phases out mercury and has its own law that bans mercury in or near rivers. But gold is vital to Zimbabwe's economy. It's Zimbabwe's largest export, and 60% comes from these unregistered miners.
The government is prioritizing the economic side of it, but also not prioritizing the health side, the consequences that mercury has on people.
The government acknowledges that. Danmor Nukarume directs metallurgy in Zimbabwe's Ministry of Mines and Mining Development.
So the convention does not say that you must eliminate use of mercury. Because if we did that, the livelihoods of these miners you're talking about who are still using mercury would now be... it means you have to find some other source of livelihood.
There are alternatives with new technology. But Zimbabwe's government says it needs more money from the UN and more time.
As we transform from mercury use, mercury reduction, to mercury elimination, we move with the miners and the communities. And we can only do that together. We cannot just prescribe that stop.
But the government fails to implement its own ban, despite knowing the health risks.
When I visited the areas that artisanal miners are operating from, we see that they use mercury upstream, but downstream, women, children, they fetch water from the river that they use for drinking, for bathing, for cooking, and so forth. So it's not really about the miners per se only, but it's also about the greater, bigger community that's within these communities where the mining is taking place.
And the risks that mercury poses are multi-generational. Dr. Josefa Chiripanyanga is a surgeon at Chinhoyi Mall Medical Center.
Our main worry is the children and pregnant mothers. They're the ones that are most affected. If your woman is pregnant and the baby that they're carrying is affected by the cyanide and the mercury, they could be born with congenital deformities, birth defects.
But until there's an alternative, these unregistered minors will continue to flirt with fatal consequences. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.